Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Satin Creditcare Network Limited Q3 and 9-month FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. H.P. Singh, Chairman and Managing Director of Satin Creditcare Network Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. We welcome you all to discuss our company's third quarter and nine months of financial year 2024 performance. I trust you've had a chance to review our quarterly results and investor presentation. If you haven't gone through them yet, you can access them on our website or through the stock exchanges. Before we begin with our agenda of this earnings call, it is with great pleasure that I inform you about the newest member of the Satin family, Mr. Anil Kaul, who has joined our board as Independent Director, who's been the ex-MD of Tata Housing Finance. His extensive experience and strategic acumen are certain to play a pivotal role in steering our company towards continuous growth and enduring success. We warmly welcome him and look forward to the valuable insights he will bring to the table. This quarter has proven exceptionally fruitful for us, marked by a series of notable achievements that stand as evidence to our strategic progress. Firstly, we successfully completed equity infusion of rupees 250 crore through QIP, which was oversubscribed by nearly double the issue size. We were overwhelmed with a great response from marquee domestic and global investors. Our long-term credit rating got upgraded to A stable by ICRA from A- stable on account of the strong performance our company demonstrated consistently. In a significant stride towards empowering economically active women in rural and semi-urban areas, we have entered into a co-lending agreement with Karnataka Bank. Furthermore, adding to our laurels, we are happy to share that our company has been certified with the highest level of recognition, Gold Level, by Microfinanza Rating in accordance with the new framework of SPTF and SREES. Collectively, these successes demonstrate our resolution to excellence. Speaking about our performance, our AUM on year-on-year basis grew by 39% on consolidated basis, which now stands at rupees 11,074 crore. Our disbursements stood at rupees 7,445 crore, grew by 41% year-on-year and 65% quarter-on-quarter. Our footprint expanded with 94 new branches, taking the total branch network to 1,386 in 419 districts. This quarter witnessed robust improvement in business momentum, operating efficiency, and asset quality. Thus, we concluded the highest-ever profitability of rupees 308 crore in nine months FY24, up by 428% year-on-year basis. Consequently, this resulted in ROA of 4.5% and ROE of 21.1%. Coming to standalone numbers, our disbursement for nine months FY24 stood at 6,881 crore, up by 42% year-on-year and 65% on quarter-on-quarter basis. In response to new customer addition and robust demand from clients, we successfully disbursed more than rupees 1,000 crore in a single month, a strong achievement as it marks first such instance. The strong momentum in disbursement led to AUM growth of 44% on year-on-year basis to reach 9,811 crore. This growth is a very healthy balance fueled by new customer additions and an increase in average ticket size between 7%-8%, that is in line with inflation. A key driver of our growth lies in the expansion of our customer base. We registered an impressive addition of 6.3 lakh borrowers in nine months FY24, up by 35% year-on-year, propelling our total client base beyond the 3 million mark. This demonstrates the opportunity for growth in the microfinance sector, cementing our pivotal role in enhancing financial inclusion and inclusivity. At the time of disbursement, 31% of our clients have Satin as their only lender. The on-book GNPA of the company stood at 175 crore, which is 2.40% of the on-book portfolio, down from 3.92% as on December 22. The company has sufficient on-book provisions amounting to rupees 146 crore as on Q3 FY24, which is 2% of its own book AUM. During nine months FY24, collection against write-offs was around 36 crore. Gross cumulative collection efficiency for nine months FY24 stood at 99%. During the reporting quarter, we maintained the trend of our healthy collection asset quality. The performance of the new portfolio originated from July 21 onwards is performing better than the industry, which constitutes about 97% of the on-book MFI portfolio, with PAR 1 at 2.1% and PAR 90 at 1% as on 31st December 2023. This demonstrates the effectiveness of our underwriting process. Talking about liquidity and capitalization, post-QIP of 250 crore, our CRAR stood at 28.7%. The company has raised 7,470 crore, up by 56% in 9 months, FY24, indicating financial stability and the confidence of the market in us. Further, the company has more than sufficient liquidity of 1,800 crore as on 31st December 2023, and also has undrawn sanction in hand of more than 1,000 crore. Our consolidated book value stands at 205 per share. In our continuous pursuit of diversifying our liability profile, the company added 14 new lenders in 9 months FY24. Moving forward, our company proudly stands adorned with accolades that serve as a testament to our persistent efforts to financial inclusion, exemplary leadership, and our steadfast pursuit of facilitating improved access to water and sanitation programs for our clients. Notably, we won the Most Influential MFI of the Year Award at the 16th NBFC and FinTech Award 2023. We were conferred with the coveted title of Top 15 Companies with Great Managers at the Great Managers Award and Best Innovative Financial Accessibility Model for WASH at the ISE FICCI Sanitation Awards in Conclave 2023. As we conclude Q3 and look ahead, our strategic priorities are geared towards optimizing our business model and fortifying our operational foundation. We are committed to fostering the growth of our subsidiaries by leveraging the robust infrastructure of SNL with a specific emphasis on maintaining a healthy ratio of secured assets. On technology front, we remain committed to invest in tech-enabled processes like iris-based eKYC, among many others. Furthermore, a dedicated effort will be placed on strengthening our process and risk frameworks, ensuring a resilient operational structure to navigate evolving market dynamics successfully. And lastly, in line with our strategic roadmap, I am delighted to share that we are on the trajectory of surpassing our guidance on every parameter. Running through the financial and operational highlights of our company, starting with consolidated highlights, we have a customer base of 34.2 lakh as of 31st December 2023 with presence across 1,386 branches in 97,000 villages and 419 districts of India. Our top four states contribute to 54% of total AUM Q3 FY24 and the states are UP, Bihar, West Bengal and Madhya Pradesh. Our disbursement for Q3 FY24 stood at 2,912 crore as compared to 1,881 crore in Q3 FY23. The total revenue for the quarter stood at 1,594 crore, up by 42% year-on-year. Coming to the standalone highlight, our standalone disbursement for the quarter stood at 2,698 crore as compared to 1,725 crore in Q3 FY23. The average monthly disbursement run rate is of 899 crore. PAT for 9 months FY24 stood at 298 crore, ROA at 4.5% and ROE at 17.8%. Our average ticket size of MFI lending for 9 months FY24 stood at 46,000 rupees. We have a well-diversified customer base of approximately 31.9 lakhs clients with 76% rural exposure. 53% of our clients belong to first cycle as on December 23. We have added 32 branches during the quarter. On-book GNPA reduced to 2.4% as on December 23 from 3.9% as on December 22. The company has sufficient on-book provisions amounting to rupees 146 crore as on Q3 FY24, which is 2% of the on-book portfolio. Stage 3 provision coverage ratio at 61% as on Q3 FY24. With operational efficiency playing out, OPEX to average AUM has reduced to 5.8% as compared to 6.8% in 9 months FY23, decreased by 99 basis points. Cost to income ratio stood at 44.9% as compared to 57.5% in 9 months FY23. Total borrowing stood at 7,488 crore as on 31st December 23. Debt to equity ratio as on 31st December 2023 stood at 3x. As on 31st December 2023, 96.7% of our districts have less than 1% of portfolio exposure. In our constant endeavor to enrich our customers' lives, we provide financing of various products, which includes loans for bicycles, solar products, home appliances, consumer durables, and water and sanitation facilities. An update on subsidiaries. Through the collective efforts of our subsidiaries, we aim to extend our spectrum of financial services to our clients. By harnessing the strength of our microfinance outreach, we endeavor to extend affordable housing and retail MSME loans, specifically to clients who have completed more than 2 loan cycles with the company and have higher credit requirements. This approach aligns with our broader strategy of customer lifecycle management. By servicing microfinance graduates, we are not only deepening our relationship with existing customers, but are also capitalizing on their evolving financial needs and capabilities. Satin Housing Finance Limited has now reached an AUM of 607 crore, which grew by 58% year-on-year, having presence across four states with 6,512 customers. SHFL has a 100% retail book. The quality of portfolio remains intact with GNP of 1.1% as on December 23. The company has 24 active lenders, including near NHB refinance, CRAR of 49.5% and gearing of 2.1x. PAT for 9 months 24 stood at 5.2 crores. Satin FinServ Limited, the company's MSME lending arm, has reached an AUM of 657 crores. We are systematically running down the business correspondent book to adhere to principal business criteria. CRAR of 47.8% and gearing of 1.1x. PAT for 9 months FY24 stood at 3.6 crore. In summary, as we progress on the path of expansion, we are poised to embrace greater profitability while upholding cost efficiency. With this, I would like to open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Agastya Dave from CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Good evening, Singh sir, and hello, Diti ji. Singh sir, congratulations. A great performance. We are finally growing. We spent a lot of time around that 6,000, 7,000 AUM mark. It's good to see that we are growing. But sir, I have a question there. Up to what level are you comfortable with your internal processes, whether I look at the HQ level or at the branch level? What kind of growth do you think you can handle comfortably without putting, without exposing us to any kind of process-related risk?
So I think, you know, I'll tell you one thing. You know, for us, the baseline has always been process as well as looking at underwriting capabilities for us when we acquire a customer. So for us, when we look at ourselves right now also, if you look at the portfolio quality as well as the credit cost as well as the various other parameters in terms of acquisition of our customer through technology enablement and everything, you know, I think, you know, we are well poised keeping in all these factors of acquisition of our customer, underwriting of our customers, the back-end operations, you know, which we probably are completely digitized to, I would say, you know, we are digitized to about 90% of our extent, even in our branches across over there. Putting all that put together, I think for us an acquisition or a growth of about 30-40% is something, you know, which we are can do it very easily across over there. So it doesn't compromise on any of our quality parameters anywhere which across, you know.
Great. So now if I look at the external risks, so it seems that the political risks are off the table. We are not hearing any noises. Three major states came for elections and there was nothing on, none of the politicians were promising loan waivers. So that's good to see. But if I look at the indicators that we are getting from the rural side, right, whether on the consumption, from the consumption companies, or if I look at what is happening to the milk prices, or the agriculture side is not that great. Agriculture incomes have also been suffering. So in that light, the entire industry, it's not just you, but the entire industry is saying that we can grow at 30-35% for the next 3-4 years easily. So I was just wondering, sir, the macroeconomic indicators are saying something. You guys are saying something else. So what is the reality and is there a risk, is there an external risk that the industry as a whole is taking now?
So I think, you know, let me, you know, this question, I want to clear it once and for all. I think, you know, there is a difference between a credit demand and a demand for FFCG and the products which are there. You know?
I understand that, sir. I understand. But I'm just talking about using that as an indicator for the health, the financial health of the rural household.
Let me clarify. So when you look at it, it's how the demand actually pertains up to it. You know, whether I'm buying a mobile phone or maybe I'm buying a refrigerator or I'm buying a anything which is there, or am I taking it for my business, you know. When the business maturity levels reaches to a stage when I think a customer looks at it enhancing his income levels, I think that is where I think the basic factors step in, you know. Now, having said that, if you look at the, even at the budget which has come in right now, I think, you know, there is probably a emphasis on increasing the Mudra loans, increasing the Ladli scheme which is there, you know. Now that, once it encompasses a larger spectrum of people in its fold, the income level definitely will be generated. You know? That's one, you know. The second, when you, what you said, I think, you know, with the rainfall now coming in, the Rabi acreage has in fact increased, which will actually look at, you know, more income levels. Now these income levels are technically which actually enhance the business capacities, not the purchasing power capacities, you know, which are there in terms of the goods which you look at. And that is a very strong indicator which gives us in terms of how the demand pertains, how the repayment pertains, and how we are looking at, you know, completely the credit cost and the various factors aligned to it.
Right. So one last question, the credit rating upgrade that we have seen, any impact on our cost of funds over the next 6 months that you expect? What will that be? And my guess is that you'll be passing most of it to our customers. Am I right in that assumption?
Yes, I think, you know, for us, it just happened in December. So I think, you know, now whatever further we are looking at, we are talking to our lenders to reduce our cost of funds from about 11.3 to 11.5% down to about another 25 to 50 basis point, you know. So about 11.25 is what we are looking at. And definitely, as you, what you said, as long as our margins are intact at the levels where we are stable, we would pass on this benefit to our customers.
Thank you very much for answering my question, sir. I was just playing the devil's advocate here. All the best for the next quarter, sir. Thank you.
I love that. Thank you so much, you know.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of P.D. Sharma from Yes Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Mr.
Hello.
Sharma,
we can
please go ahead.
हाँ नमस्कार सिंह साहब आपने ये जो बहुत रिजल्ट जो प्रेजेंट किए हैं बहुत अच्छे इसके लिए पूरी सेटिंग टीम को शुभकामनाएं
बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया
अच्छा अच्छा सर मेरे दो क्वेश्चन है एक तो जो अपन नई ब्रांचेस ओपन किए हैं तो कौन सी जियोग्राफी इसमें ओपन किए हैं सर अपन
सो अभी हमने जो नई ब्रांचेस ओपन करी है वो हमारी एग्जिस्टिंग जियोग्राफीज में ही है परंतु हम अब जो अगली ओपन करने जा रहे हैं जैसा आपको बता दूं अब हम दो तीन स्टोर्स में हम एक्स्ट्रा और ओपन करने जा रहे हैं वो है तेलंगाना और आंध्र प्रदेश वहां पे हम ओपन कर रहे हैं नॉर्थ ईस्ट में भी एक दो छोटी जगहें हैं जैसे मेघालय है उसके अंदर और नागालैंड है उसके अंदर हम ओपन करने जा रहे हैं तो ये फर्दर हमारा एक्सपेंशन प्लान है करने के लिए
ओके सर मेरा दूसरा क्वेश्चन है सर पंजाब में अपना टोटल लोन बुक क्या है और कलेक्शन एफिशिएंसी क्या है क्योंकि मेरा क्वेश्चन इसलिए है सर क्योंकि वहां पे कुछ पॉलिटिकल इश्यूज आ रहे हैं ऐसा मेरे को सुनने में आया सर
तो आप ठीक कह रहे हैं बट पंजाब में जो इश्यूज आ रहे हैं वो तकरीबन एक या दो डिस्ट्रिक्ट के अंदर लिमिटेड है हमारी प्रैक्टिकली अगर टोटल ब्रांचेस 60 है उसमें से 60 में से 5 या 6 टोटल ब्रांचेस है जो इम्पैक्टेड है थोड़ी बहुत और जो हमारी कलेक्शन एफिशिएंसी है पंजाब की वो 98% हमारा टोटल पोर्टफोलियो तो हमारे पे कोई खास इम्पैक्ट मैं आपको 90 प्लस की फिगर बोलूंगा तो हमारी 90 प्लस की फिगर पंजाब में सिर्फ 1.25 करोड़ के करीब ही है और जो हमारा टोटल वहां पे एयूएम है वो तकरीबन 250 करोड़ के आसपास इसमें से प्रैक्टिकली अगर मैं आपको बताऊं ये जो 5-6 ब्रांचेस है जहां पे इफेक्ट हुआ है वो तकरीबन आपको 1.25 करोड़ के करीब मैंने बताया 90 प्लस की हमारी फिगर है कलेक्शन एफिशिएंसी तकरीबन 98% के आसपास है पंजाब के अंदर
ओके सर मेरा लास्ट क्वेश्चन है कि कुछ लोन जो बॉन्ड इश्यूज के थ्रू अपन ने जो फंड रेज किया है वो सर अपन ने 12.75% मंथली आईआरआर पे रेज किया है तो सर ये हाई यील्ड इतना बोरोइंग करने का क्या पर्पस है जबकि अपन मार्केट में पब्लिक एनसीटी के थ्रू 10 और अराउंड 10% पे अपन इजीली बोरो कर सकते हैं तो इतना हाई यील्ड पे बोरो करने का पर्पस सर
तो आइडिया ये है अपना सोर्स ऑफ फंड हम डाइवर्सिफाई कर रहे हैं रिटेल इन्वेस्टर के पास जाते हैं थोड़ा महंगा पैसा शुरू में मिलता है जो धीरे धीरे करके कॉस्ट ठीक हो जाएगी। तो एक नया सेगमेंट आप अपने लिए खोल रहे हैं फंड रेज करने का, वो धीरे धीरे करके नीचे आएगा। जो हमने सक्सेसिव इशू किए हैं हर एक के अंदर कॉस्ट धीरे धीरे करके नीचे जा रही है।
सो शर्मा जी, एक नया इंट्रोड्यूस करा अपने लिए कि हम जैसे सिर्फ बैंक से बोरो करते हैं, एनबीएससी से बोरो करते हैं या फॉरेन फंडर से करते हैं, तो हमने कहा इस रूट से भी करेंगे। तो इनिशियली जो पहला रेस करते हैं वो हमेशा थोड़ा हाई होता है, अब जैसे जैसे हम सब्सिक्वेंट रेस करते हैं वो नीचे जाते जा रहे हैं, वो अल्टीमेटली उसी पैरिटी पे आ जाएगा जिस पैरिटी पे हमारे पीएसयू बैंक और प्राइवेट बैंक और उनसे पैसा आता है। इट्स ओनली अ प्रोसेस विच इज
हैपनिंग। बेस्ट ऑफ लक सर, बहुत बहुत शुभकामनाएं फ्यूचर के लिए।
थैंक यू शर्मा जी, थैंक यू।
थैंक यू। नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ प्रथमेश सावंत फ्रॉम एक्सिस सिक्योरिटीज, प्लीज गो अहेड।
या थैंक यू सर, कांग्रेचुलेशन फॉर अ ग्रेट सेट ऑफ नंबर्स। सो माय क्वेश्चन वाज विद रिस्पेक्ट टू योर ओपेक्स कॉस्ट, सो गोइंग अहेड दैट वी आर प्लानिंग इन एक्सपेंशन ऑफ न्यू ब्रांचेस इनटू डिफरेंट स्टेट्स, सो व्हाट्स योर आउटलुक ऑन द ओपेक्स कॉस्ट एंड वेयर वुड बी दिस, व्हाट्स द नेक्स्ट 18 मंथ और वन ईयर टू ईयर टारगेट्स?
So I think, you know, for us, our work is moving towards that we bring down our OPEX down below 5.5%. That is what we are trying to look at. Now, when I say that we open up new branches across over there, in my entire base of about 1180 odd branches, you know, opening up another 100 branches, they'll have a slight jerk for a minimal period of time. The moment they come into, they finish off their gestation and they come into a break-even category, I think my OPEX will probably not have any kind of an increase. You know, I would say, agar wo 0.01 badhta bhi hai ya 0.202 badhta bhi hai, so that is insignificant. But, you know, we are actually working on blueprints, you know, where we are able to look at various heads and are able to bring down this thing. And my only answer to you is this, that we are looking at bringing this OPEX down in the next, I think, 6 to 9 months below 5.5%. You know, that is what our first target is. And going forward, I think, you know, for us, the endeavor is to have our OPEX somewhere closer to 5%, you know. But that's all work in process. And we are very, very positive. We are very, very hopeful that we'll achieve this, you know.
Okay, sir. Great to hear. And sir, my second question is with respect to your disbursement. So can we expect a steady state 1,000 crore disbursements going ahead?
We would love that, you know, honestly, you know, for us, you know. But yes, that's a benchmark we set for ourselves. We are looking at that. Definitely the boys are motivated, the team is motivated, the team is all excited. I think, you know, for us to cross that 1,000 crore mark in 1 month was a dream which we've been looking for a long number of years. I will definitely be doing that more often, you know.
Sir. Thank you, sir. That is from my end.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shweta Patti from SBI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Congratulations, sir, on this great set of numbers.
Thank you.
Actually, during the quarter, some of your peers have reported slight increase in the delinquency, especially in the southern part. So, where do you think your credit cost is going to be going ahead?
Ma'am, we've given our guidance in terms of our credit cost for this year, at least in the range of 1.25 to 1.5, that's what our range is. And I think, you know, we've fared very well up till now by at about 1.1. Our own sense is that I think we will remain within that, you know, our guess is within that lower range, you know. I think, you know, we'll be there. For the next year, our guidance is again at about 1.5 to 1.75. By the way, the kind of underwriting capabilities that you're putting in across and our constant endeavor is always to look at credit costs very minutely across over there and work upon it, including write back, you know, which is there. I think, you know, we'll be below that range, you know, even in the coming quarters, you know.
Ms. Shweta, does that answer your question?
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Rajiv Mehta from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so firstly, I must congratulate you on very strong performance. Coming to the two questions I have, firstly, thank you for clarifying on this Punjab issue. As per what you have described, the issue in Punjab is basically restricted to a couple of districts, and it is not a larger, it's sort of very widespread issue in the state itself, right?
No, it is not. It's just, as I said, out of odd branches in Punjab, we are probably impacted.
And can you name the district, sir, if you don't mind?
This is Gurdaspur district,
Gurdaspur, okay. Are we seeing similar issues of what you're seeing in those two Punjab districts in some other states as well, adjacent states like Rajasthan or Haryana?
No, so let me clarify, this is limited only to these two states, these two districts of Amritsar and Gurdaspur. Not even districts adjoining to these two districts have been affected in Punjab. That's one. Rajasthan, we don't have any kind of a stress issue, which has probably been there. No, I think, agitation or stuff like that.
Understood.
So I think it's just limited. Yeah, it's just limited to this.
Got it. Just my last question is, sir, how are we assessing the quality of new growth, the new customers being onboarded? See, one of the parameters is whether, how many loans he already has, and of course, FOIR, household level FOIR data. Anything from our side, any other parameters that we're using so as to ensure that even if the growth rate is slightly higher, but we are very confident about the asset quality going forward.
So Rajiv, besides this statutory mandatory thing, which is there in terms of FOIR and all, we go beyond that, and that is also one of the key reasons why I think, if you look at the complete ecosystem of credit costs, we are faring at least better than the industry, I think, I can safely say that.
Reasons
are multifold, we do a lot of data analytics in terms of how we actually acquire a customer. As I've been mentioning across, and it's not a game of disbursement now, it's a game of collection. Whatever you can do in terms of acquisition of a customer, you can do it rather than do anything post that, because I think, it becomes slightly challenging to do that. So we've got various data points. We've got various factors in terms of the branch level, power numbers coming up. We look at the scorecards which generate from the credit bureau as well as our internal scorecards. And I think, for us, we take immediate action because for us, since we have our own technology, our own data analytic teams which work on it. In fact, let me just mention across, we've got a 20-member strong data analytic which just works on portfolio quality, branch by branch, center by center, loan officer by loan officer. So I think that's how granularly we look at the data, and we are able to take action based on these.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much for answering my questions, and best wishes for sustained strong performance.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Participant, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Saroj Kumar from Doha Bank. Please go ahead. Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Saroj, but there is a disturbance in your line.
Good evening and congratulations for your very good number in Q3. So my question is about that regarding.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Saroj. Your line is not audible, sir. It's very hard to hear you. You are not audible.
Hello.
Yes.
Am I audible now?
Yes, you are audible now. Please proceed.
First of all, good evening and congratulations for this very good number in Q3. My question is about that particularly for Assam portfolio. So how the collection efficiency means matter in Q3? I mean, how it was, about the portfolio. Hello? Regarding particularly for the Assam portfolio.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Saroj. May we please request you to reconnect as your line is not audible, please.
Let me answer this, So Assam portfolio, gentlemen, I couldn't get your name, but Assam portfolio, we have We have a 100% collection efficiency. If you look at the overall ecosystem for us, the PAR is absolutely, you know, 0.10%. You know, it's closer to that only. So, in fact, the PAR numbers in Assam, as well as the portfolio quality, as well as the factor of growth, whatever we are looking at, I think it's doing exceptionally well in Assam, you know, across the world. That's the answer.
Last time when we got an update, some almost 100 crores is on so that was the question. Maybe it has to be.
I think this is not audible.
Mr. Saroj?
Okay.
Your line is not audible. Please reconnect. Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ronak Sangvi from Retail Investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Sinha.
Evening.
Congratulations on a very good set of numbers. Just a couple of questions. Because historically, we have said that we will try to diversify the portfolio, and the percentage of the non-MFI business we aspire to go to 25%. But over the last 1 year, because the base has been low, the growth has been low in MFI, but last 1 year since the growth has been very good, the share has continuously come down for the non-MFI portfolio. So are we, and I read that press release on the 250 crore fundraise that we want to infuse more equity. So just wanted to understand what is the growth trajectory now for the non-MFI business? Because it is not in that line, the direction.
No. So let me clarify, Ronak. You know, for us, you know, our endeavor, since the base at the parent company is pretty large enough, you know, we are making these both the companies grow at about 50 to 60% year on year. That's what our trajectory is. In fact, housing is growing at the same rate, about 50-60% year on year, and that is the way we will continue to do both the companies. The only thing which has happened in SFL is basically because of the principal business criteria, we are running down our BC book. You know, that is probably one of the key reasons why you do not see that uptake in terms of this thing. But the retail portfolio is growing. In fact, the BC portfolio is going down. Overall, I think we still have a 5% net growth, you know, in the single crossover there. We'll grow both these businesses at about, my sense is 40 to 50%, or you know, 50% plus year on year, at least for the next few years, till the time they reach a critical mass and become a significant addition to the overall consolidated, you know, I think AUM for the three companies.
Okay, thank you. So one more question, which is around provision coverage ratio. Our provision coverage ratio is around 60%, and this year has been obviously very good. So do we want to increase the provision coverage ratio to around 75-80%, or do we want to maintain it? Because the last quarter is generally where the financials are finalized. Just wanted to understand that.
So we have increased the provision coverage ratio from you know, September quarter onward and all. So we'll continue to be sort of say realistic and conservative in terms of making the provision, and then slowly increase that. If you see, our overall provision coverage is 82% on 90 plus is 61%. But we'll slowly increase that. The idea is to be properly provided for.
Yeah, so I understand, because the provision also, probably the book, the 90 plus book also has that Assam book, which is due to get recovered from the government. So is that the reason why the provision coverage ratio is at 60%, or for the net provision coverage ratio?
Yeah, Ronak, you know, that's exactly what we are waiting for. You know, if we get that amount, basically, you know, we are saying that if we write off, you know, then I think, you know, for us to get the money back from the government will probably be a challenge again. So... So we've provided for that, you know, and hopefully, I think, you know, the moment we get that, then I think, you know, probably we will not have anything significant left in Assam, you know, so I think we'll be able to achieve what we tend to really achieve, you know, by increasing our provision coverage in 90 plus also.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. All the best, and take care. I guess you are having a bad road. Thank you. Take care.
I know. It's Delhi's weather and pollution is all adding up, you know.
Please take care. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rahul Mishra from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So first, I just wanted to check, is there any communication with the regulator on pricing and the amounts that we're making?
No, there is nothing which is going on with the regulator. I think, you know, for us, since the time, I think, you know, we've all been looking at risk-based pricing. And I think the regulator understands the difference between the cost of funds and the operating cost and the credit cost and the margins left for us. You know, I think there's, I think, you know, clarity between us and the regulators, you know, which is...
The regulator is available.
Okay. And secondly, just following up on this PCR thing, so obviously, you know, times are phenomenally good, and I'm sure you have a higher number of credit costs if one were to look at through a cycle. So any thoughts on, you know, creating an extra buffer in good times so that, you know, when the cycle turns eventually, you know, you can, in some sense, smoothen out the credit cost?
So I think, you know, as we indicated in the earlier question, you know, we've increased our PCR from 54% to about 61% now. We've still got the SAM hangover left in this 90-plus cycle, which is there. The moment we get clarity on that, you know, where we are getting that amount, I think, you know, the 61% will have a further increase, which is going to be there. I think the industry talks about my own sense is about 75-80%, you know,
75%
on a higher side. I think, you know, we are well inclined. Once we get clarity on the SAM thing, you know, I think, you know, we'll be there.
I'd like to quickly squeeze in one more question. If I were to ask you on what your sense is on credit costs over the next cycle, would that number be in the 200 or higher or lower?
We've given our guidance for the next 5 years. If you look at our analyst presentation, it is in the range of 1.5 to 1.75. That's what we are looking at in total.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take this as the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Aditi Singh, Head Strategy, for closing comments.
Hi everyone, good evening, and thank you so much for coming on our call. We have tried to explain all the commentary around our results through the investor presentation and this earning call speech, as well as the questions that we could take. I hope that satisfied most of your queries, and as management has indicated, we are very confidently moving on a solid path going forward. Still, if you want to have any more discussions, you can always reach out to me or my teammate, Ms. Shweta Bansal. And our details are mentioned on the website as well. So you can write to us. We are more than happy to engage with you if you have any more queries or discussions, please. Thank you and have a great evening. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Satin Credit Care Network Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.